everyone, and welcome back to another episode of FTK. This episode is number 90. I'm your host, Joel, and I'm joined by Fred Again's biggest fan.
Oh, didn't we say 90 last week?
I was supposed to talk about that. So I've done it twice now. In a Live, Laugh, Love episode, I messed up the number, and then I messed up the episode number last week. So it is 90 now, which means 10 weeks to the biggest episode 100. And we are going to do something really exciting, really cool.
Hopefully.
But we don't know what it is.
We've
got the ball rolling.
It's way too far out to start planning yet.
We purchased a ball and we put it at the top of the hill and it's rolled like 1 millimeter. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'd love to be recording with you right now, not with you dressed like that.
I was just getting a bit warm.
You look like, yeah.
For my run and then just haven't had a chance to shower.
Bit of a shorter run this morning.
Had to take Nelson to the vet.
Poor Nelson.
He's fine. But I just had to get it. I don't want to go into what he had to get done. He got violated at the vet though.
The listeners don't want to know.
No.
But he's safe and sound.
Safe and sound. No health problems, just...
Hey, getting off the topic of your smelly dog. Do you like coconut water?
I do.
How good is coconut water?
Very good, yeah.
Chelsea doesn't like coconut water. She's the only person I know.
I knew I wasn't sure about it.
Me too. So when I was at the music festival last weekend, the chef that was cooking had coffee and he made the nicest drink on earth, but it was just like this, cold brew, whatever, that's like in those glass jars that they like. It's like drip and then that must be like pre-free. I don't know if he made it himself. And then you just stir that with coconut water and ice.
Yeah,
so it's good. Black, but it was like it's got a bit of sweetness from the coconut water. One of the nicest things I've ever drunk in my life.
Mm. You haven't tried to make it?
I'm trying to chase the dragon. I tried yesterday. I went to a service station coming back from Rye to buy coconut water and the I walked in and they had every one except the black one. And I'm not pouring milk, coffee.
But why don't you actually try to make it do it good instead of just going to the servo and grabbing them out of the fridge?
I could be
go get some good coffee, like go get, that are already made, but like from one of the good cafes.
Yeah, I could do that. I was in Rye, so give a brother a break.
I just don't want you to ruin the experience. I'm like, I was just in a good mood last weekend.
No, I know what you mean. All right, I'll do it. How do you do, Brett? How do you do the cold drip?
Yeah, I've got a little cold drip thing I can give you if you want to make your own at home.
Yeah, so what do you make it in like a big batch, right?
Yep.
And then, what kind of coffee do you use?
Filter coffee. Same as what you do. Yeah.
And you just make it and it just drips in your fridge.
Yeah. I do it on the bench and then it takes like 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah.
And then you put it in the fridge.
Yeah. And then after you put like the spoon of international roast in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if it's payday, Makona. Hey, let's get into typical FTK Patreon housekeeping. Well, not just Patreon, but FTK housekeeping. Yes. Spiked Up, episode 4.
Yeah, again, I'm going to save all these things.
Go.
And we need to release them at some point.
What happened? Because you edited this one.
The first thing was you just hear Sarah goes, we should just pay out the boys this episode. It's like, because they were paying us out last episode. And like they must forget that I'm listening, going to be able to listen to what they're saying. And then they do this big thing about it's like, yeah, they should be thanking us for giving them content, giving them stuff to talk about. It's like, yeah, she should be thanking us. And then Sarah goes, thanks, guys. Like, we are supposed to be thanking them. For some reason, she said thanks, guys.
She's like, oh, hang on. No, hang on. They're supposed to be thanking us.
No, but she just kept going. I said, so I'm like, Rose is implying that Brett and Joel say thank you. And she's like, I know, I just came out and I just wanted to get the conversation off it.
I know exactly. I do that. And you're just hoping, you're like, I hope my podcast co-host doesn't pick me up.
Yeah. But Sarah had another win. Well, maybe not another win. She had a win. I don't know how many wins she's been having. But she's on a hot streak right now.
Glad someone's winning at FTK, that's for sure.
I know. But yeah, 202 to win miles, so she's in good form. And then both the girls are running the 3K in Sydney.
Yeah.
This weekend.
This weekend. Yeah. That's good. We did Ask Us Anything episode.
We did.
Always the one of the patrons' favourites. Everyone gets to ask a question. And we answered all those. A few laughs, a few serious ones, a few tears from the listeners. We have a big Live, Laugh and Love episode coming up this week in the next day or so. I'll be chatting with Jack straight off his Australian record in America. 2709. Pretty crazy that that is. I was speaking to Jack. Have you spoken to him?
No.
So I spoke to him straight after the race and just, you know, said well done and stuff. And he's like, yeah, it's just crazy to think that he's come 13th. So he said that because it's like, obviously he's such a high achiever and like, yeah, he broke the Aussie record, but he's not complacent.
Yeah,
like, he's exactly. Like, yeah, I broke the Aussie record, but I've come 13th.
Yeah.
And there was like, it's, you know, it was not, it's a super strong field, but there was a lot of Africans that weren't there.
Yeah, you know? Oh, definitely.
So it's like,
yeah.
It's like he's coming 13th. So it's like there was that little bit bittersweet, I think. He's like, I've run a PB, I've done the best I could, and I've just broken the Aussie record again, which is his PB, was his PB. But I think he's just, yeah, it's that feeling of like he doesn't want to come 13th in a race.
Yeah, definitely. It's the same when like, not that this run was near as good as what Jack did, but like at Marigami, like if I ran 61.30 or whatever I ran and became fifth, I'd be like, oh, that's okay. Yeah. But what made it even worse was that I came 18th or something like that. And you're just like, it's just like, yeah, you don't feel competitive a little bit. But
exactly.
So it's hard because you got to, I don't know, it's still a very good run. It's a PB. What's crazy is like I was like looking at it, the time. So I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like that's such a good time. Like, and then I was like, hang on a second. The Olympic qualifier's 27 flat.
Yeah.
Like I just had in my head those 27.15.
I know.
And I was like, yeah, so good. And then I was like, oh damn. Like it's
so quick. It's just, yeah, it's just crazy how quick it is.
That also takes us to hot takes. So they discussed Jack's run and also Lauren Ryan's run. So yeah. 30.35.
Yeah. Never mind Jack. Lauren Ryan.
Ooh, yeah, Lauren finished third and ran a show. Like, what are we talking about, Jack?
No wonder Jack was disappointed. He looked at Lauren's performance and was like, shit.
Yeah.
Tell you, that's like, yeah, it's so fucking quick. I was thinking the drive over here and I was like trying to like tell myself, I'm like, yeah, surely I could, I'd beat her. And I was like, maybe not. I think she'd probably get me. You know, like I'm like thinking about how I've been training recently. I'm like, I could sort of see her just like running away with a lap to go.
Yeah, no, it's very impressive. So pretty good run day, sorry, for
how many
Australian.
Seconds did she take off Benitez? Do you remember?
I think only a few.
Yeah. She won 35?
Yeah, I think it was 38.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
We're going off the top of our head here. We don't have.
But I'm pretty sure Lauren, I was just reading Benitez's post about it, and Benitez said I think she ran a 30-second PB at the time and thought that was crazy. And I think she said, but Lauren's tripled that. Like I think she ran like close to a 90-second PB.
Wow.
Which is, I guess, in a 10K you can take off a fair bit, but
yeah, in the right race.
Yeah,
obviously she's going so well. To be exciting, yeah. I think Australian running is in a very good spot at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of exciting things coming up, and like nationals coming up as well, which would be some very good races there.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be going on break. Nah. We're just gonna keep going. I checked the other day. It was like, I know we make a joke that our seasons don't really mean anything, but like we're up to like almost episode 20 of season,
oh, actually,
or something like that. Yeah, like we're churning through season 6, but we're going to go all the way to episode 100, aren't we?
Yep.
Big things coming.
Yeah, and then I think we looked and like we can't take breaks the few weeks after 100.
Yeah,
either.
No, so season 6 is finishing 2027. We made the rules. Let's see how much fun we can have with it.
We also had Chasing Paris episode 8 come out. So Mark Scott decided he was sick of London and he just flew down to Portugal to get some better weather. Like, I have that exact feeling because I remember training London before London Marathon and it would have been around this time and it was just such miserable weather.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to get out of here. And I started like looking at flights down to Spain or where to go train. I didn't end up going, but like I just, yeah.
You check the bank account and went, exactly. Oh, maybe I'll give it a bit of weight to have done a few races.
No, I was like doing it. I was like, oh, am I just being fucking pedantic about the weather here? But it was.
I think it's because there's no, it's just unrelenting. Right?
Yeah.
it's just like day after day after day, and then eventually you just start cracking it. Whereas like Melbourne, you have a real shit couple of days and then it's warm. Like Melbourne's up and down.
Yesterday I was running with Charlotte Purdue, and like she's like, yeah, I was originally gonna go home like a few weeks ago, but it's just so shit weather. And we're like running 30 degrees, like in the bush. It's so nice. And she's like, she's like, it cost me a fortune being out here, but she goes, it's just so worth
it. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Can't put a price on happiness. Hey.
Exactly.
Training weeks.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
Yeah. A pretty decent week by me. Back into some good mileage.
Pretty decent week by me.
I'm just trying to stores. I get my Strava up.
Do you want to keep talking about coconut water?
Yeah. What's your favorite brand of coconut water? What's that one?
I think maybe H2. Mm. Okay. It's tasting pretty really. It's tasting pretty really. So my brain didn't know whether to say pretty nice or really nice. It's going down a treat.
Monday, I was still staying at Saskia's place because it was the hot weather.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
60 minutes out along the beach?
Correct. And 1 second.
Ooh.
Pace?
I'm going to go 4:06.
Ooh, 4:09.
Oh. You'd be tired that day.
Let me have a look. 14 kilometre winds. And 25 degrees. So it was a bit steamy. And then ran another 7K that night from her place. And then Tuesday morning went to Waverley. And it was a lot of late people, wasn't there?
Mm.
There was an accident on the freeway. And not me either. But there was an accident on the freeway. And so Jack turned up like... We would have been starting the session and he was warming up. So we're like, all right, we'll give you another 10 minutes. But
he arrived at the start of the session.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, 9:55 or something.
Yeah.
He arrived. So yeah. He's 35 minutes late.
Yeah. And then so we're like, gave him an extra 10 minutes to keep warming up, but makes it hard.
I wasn't envious of him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I was looking over and I was thinking, that's going to suck.
So we did a mile.
I reckon he would run under 27 if that didn't happen.
Yeah, because he had a fly out that day. Stressful day. Yeah, I reckon stressful. That's what was the problem. We did a mile in 4:30 and then we did four sets of four 400s. So the first one were pretty much just supposed to be like 65s. The second set was supposed to be 65s, with the third one in 63.
Was it just you and Ed Marks?
Yep. Yeah, and so everything was 30 seconds recovery and then a lap jog between.
Between every set of four, yeah.
Yeah, and then the third set was in 65s with the second one in 63. And definitely when you do that second one in 63, you still got two reps to go. It's maybe 62 they were supposed to be. Your legs are stinging for those next ones. Yeah. Where if it's the third one, you do it and then you just have to get through one more.
Exactly.
And you get a good rest.
Yeah, the second – yeah, you – exactly.
And then the last set was just supposed to get progressively quicker.
It's definitely the hardest to do it in the second.
Yeah. Because
it's easy to do it in the first because you're coming off the lap jog. And then you
just, a bit
just,
fresher.
You're fresher.
Yeah.
So it's the second one. Yeah.
Yeah, we never do it in the first though.
No.
We would just – and we'd never really do it the last either.
No.
Except for this last set. Last set we kind of was supposed to be 66, 64, 62, 60. But then me and Ed were like, let's start 67 and then just like – I don't know, we're both just feeling like running 60 at the end would be hard. So like if we just save a little bit here, we might be able to be okay. But so we went 67, 65, and then we had 45 seconds of rest too, and 61, 45 seconds of rest, and then 60. So it was good. Like we took a little bit extra, but yeah, we're able to hit the fast times, which I haven't really done in a while. But it was a good session. I was fucked in the warm down.
Where?
I was running the shortest laps of the oval possible.
Right. We talked about this on the episode, I think, because we recorded after.
Yeah.
Can I just say something in that
you can.
In that session just because I might forget when I tell my training week. But for some reason in my head, you know when we've done the 5-lap progression or maybe it's like broken 2Kers and it's like the hardest session I've ever done. And in the session where like the last one is lap progressions.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe they're broken miles when we've done it on the track. So it might be like, you know, the second lap's hard and then you go back to like two and they're broken 1600s.
What do you mean they're broken?
As so is reps. In, so no, no. It's like, so they're not broken. So they're not broken. They're mile reps, but yeah. they're all different.
You go up and down paces.
Yeah, but then the very last one is a progression.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like.
We did it sandy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you go like, it might be like 68, 66, 64, 60 or something like that. But it's, you know, so you're running like a 204 last 800.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, I knew this times that we had to do in these sets of 400. In my head, the whole time, up until like the lap recovery jog, I thought that I forgot that we're having rest.
Oh, really?
But isn't that so funny? Like I know we've been doing 400s with rest, and then I knew that the times were.
Oh, so you thought the last one was just.
No, but I knew that we had rest, but I was just, I sort of forgot. And I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, okay, how's this going to work? All right, well, like, yeah, like I'll like try to go to the front and lead that. And then like, you know, hopefully one of the boys can kind of come around and help and stuff. And then I'm like, it wasn't until
yeah,
like, we're
it's
just
gonna
about
be a 420 mile.
Yeah, like. Yeah. And then I was like, hang on. Joel, you got 30 second rest in this. Like, it's just, I just.
How much did the weight just come off your shoulders?
Yeah, it was just like, oh, okay, this changes everything. It was just, the reason I was talking about it is because it's like when your brain, it's like, you got lactic brain and you're not thinking straight. And it's just like so stupid.
It was pretty warm too. It was a very warm morning.
Yeah, it was actually.
Because
I was pouring water on my head.
That night, we went out to Princess Park.
Yeah.
Princess Park.
Yeah.
And did. For the pulse sessions, and I warmed up with everyone, and it was a lot nicer conditions then.
It
wasn't
was,
it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the first times when that's happened because the past few pulse, like, well, not past few, like the past like 3 months of the pulse workouts, I've like had a, you know, pretty good conditions in the morning, and then by 6 p.m. it's like 30 degrees, and they're all cooking.
But yeah, it was good out there. Good group turned up.
Yeah, you coming tomorrow night?
I will
actually.
Yeah, I think I like coming.
It's good fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I might not bring Nelson, so I'll tell you. So I had Nelson, and where we meet is like at the tennis court. So Nelson's like seeing these tennis balls and he's just so excited. Like he can't sit still when he's there. He just wants to go and get the ball. Yeah. Like he's like, I'll be the ball boy. It's all right. Like he sees a cricket game. He's like, I can go on field if you need. Don't worry. And then so I had him like just tied around the tree. And then I was sitting against a tree with him. And then so all the athletes run. And so he's on the left side of me and he tries to run with him. And he goes, but then he's hooked onto the tree. So he just gets ripped around the tree and he's pinned me with the lead against the tree.
You couldn't move.
And my arms are pinned and I'm like, can only just grab him, but he weighs 20 kilos, so I can't move him. I just had to wait until he was like ready to come back the other way, which was 9 minutes later once they came back. So
it was like, do you remember, was it totem tennis in your backyard
when
you
were
a kid and you'd like play and it would like the string when you play by yourself and it would like wrap around the pole?
That was that was me.
Because I was looking, you were the pole. Oh, shit.
Oh, it was funny. But yeah, well, I'm glad you saw that.
It was very funny.
So then I was back at my house in the hot apartment, even though the weather cooled down, but the apartment was still hot.
Just what you wanted.
Yeah. And there, so Wednesday morning ran an hour, had the night off on Wednesday night. And then Thursday morning we went to Caulfield and ran at Caulfield Park, which because there was races on it at our Caulfield race course. But Caulfield Park's not the best.
Didn't quite like this one, did you?
Oh, it's not the best place. It's just really busy and it's not a good place like for us. Like for the walkers, it sucks that we're there, to be honest.
Yeah,
because like they're just out for their walk and you got like
it sucks for everyone.
20 watt. And like first we start the threshold, we have to turn a corner after 50 meters. First thing it's like the big tree in the middle, so everyone goes each side, and then a dog starts running with us, and it's just straight away, it was just carnage. But yeah, I've had this bit of a sore back and just my lower back, and it's just kind of was stiffening up during the session. It hasn't really.
Hey, come on in, let me show you around.
Nah, but this is like, yours gets sore like low, real low.
Yeah, it doesn't get sore though, it's stiff. It tightens.
Yeah, mine's like
restricts my running.
Mine's up like a lot higher though, okay. I think, to where most people get sore backs. It's mine's like in those like muscles. But yeah, I was just kind of like running and it just was getting.
How high? Like mid back?
Like I would say low mid back.
Yeah, I feel like that's where mine is.
Oh, really?
Mine's not like sacrum.
No.
Mine's like in the muscles.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for welcoming me to your.
Thank you for showing me around.
But yeah, it just kind of, it wasn't getting worse, but just after a few minutes, it was just tired. And
I haven't really heard of you having a sore back.
I never get a sore back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been sore for about 8 or 9 days at this point.
So I wonder what.
So the first time, my first track session back, I just noticed in that I was getting a bit sore. So I just felt like I was arching my back a bit. And then it kind of went away, but then came back for this session. Like I could still feel it a little bit, but so I've had like this, I get sore in like my abs as well. So I feel what happens is my abs is like restricted or a bit sore. And then like to stop that from hurting, I arch my back a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I did 9K the threshold.
You're a bad bitch or you got lumbar?
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, I'm trying to be a bad bitch, I think. But I hope
people understand that meme reference.
Yeah. I ran 9K the threshold. I was supposed to do about 12 or 13K, but I was just like, I stopped it. And then
threshold's the worst like for back stuff because it's like the backs will start overworking and like tightening and you can't once it's in that position, it's like very hard for it to relax off.
Yeah.
So then it just like it sort of winds up. Whereas it doesn't, you know, I find it doesn't happen with me in the Tuesday workouts because I'm stopping or jogging.
Yeah. Yeah. But it wasn't, and then like I warmed down and it was like fine, really. Like it wasn't really bothering me. I quickly went to the IS and just saw Kev. Like, yeah, he had a meeting, but I only saw him for like 5 minutes. But he was just like, pretty much, Nick's like, well, go and make sure it's not a stressy. Like, yeah. And then Kev saw it. He's like, it's impossible for a distance run to get a stressy in that position. Like, maybe if I was a cricket player or a thrower or something. But he said, and like, I'm not getting pain like when I bend over or like do stuff. So he's like, don't worry about it. It'll be like, just need to get that strength back.
Yeah, it's probably
from core and stuff.
It's probably like things deactivated a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you weren't having that when you were running heaps.
No, exactly.
It's just after you coming
back. It's just coming back. Like something gets sore every few days. It's kind of annoying. But
welcome to my world for the last 4 years.
Yeah, because I'm in that danger zone. Like,
danger zone. What was the last time you said something like that?
I read.
Is that just a Patreon episode we did that? Or no? I had people messaging me about the danger zone.
I ran 7.86 kilometers that evening. And then Friday morning, am I up to Friday now?
I don't know what you're up to.
Yeah, Friday morning.
Out of the
I'm just wondering why the hell. Oh, no. I went to the VIS and then ran from there around the lake and up around the tan.
I wish you were filming this episode because you looked at me then like with the most like genuine worry and fear in your face that you'd been lost in your training week.
I just don't like making mistakes.
Yeah, you looked at me like with genuine concern going, am I up to Friday yet?
And Friday evening, I ran 9.5 kilometers. But what happened was I saw a mate, so I ran with him for a little bit.
What mate? Name and chain.
Charlie Plant.
Yeah.
And so he was running a little bit slower. And then he was turning around. So I was like, oh, I'll keep going. And then I saw Reese Edwards. And then he's like, oh, I'll come with you for a bit. So we did this loop and then ended up being way too long. And then Saturday morning, ran 16 kilometers or 15.99 according to my Strava. Just from my house down around the town and back.
And is that because did you go a little bit longer because you're trying to make up for Wattle Park distance?
Nah, to be honest, I just sometimes like I always do the loop. I run down to the Yarra, run down the Yarra and get to the town and then turn back to Richmond. And like sometimes like I run all the way to the town but I never get a run around the town. So yeah. I was like, I'll just do a lap. Like it's only and you'd be only 5 minutes longer, so it's not too bad. Ran 8K on Saturday evening. And then went out to Yarra Flats with Charlotte on Sunday morning and ran 30 kilometres, 3:59, 2 hours.
What do? You park at Yarra Flats, do the hill loop?
No, we didn't do it. We just went out and back.
Oh, that's the best.
She was kind of asking about it. Like she had only been into Westerfolds but only done like 5 minutes out. And then she's like, oh, it was really nice in there. I was like, oh, how far did you go? She's like, I was like, oh, let's just keep going. And
so good. Yeah. Where did you turn? So you go, I've turned exactly. Because me and Smack used to do it and like turn at 15K.
Yep. Yeah. So it's like you go past the toilets, like where the canoeing is. And then you're up the dirt hill, left down and then onto the bridge.
Yeah.
And then once you get through that, turn around pretty much. Yeah. It's good. And like, I was like saying, it would be good if we had a 36K run or something to do because it's like, it's so nice when you get out there.
So sick.
Do you know, like, could you park, you know where we get to, like 40 minutes where we turn left onto the hill loop?
Yeah.
Like, is that easy to for us to get to?
Yeah. The best way to park is, so that way is harder to get to because you've got to go around. But you know when you know that road, right?
Yeah.
You know when you first enter Westerfolds?
Yeah.
And on the right-hand side,
this is the bridge.
The bridge, yeah. You run across that bridge and park there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's not that far. It's like up near where Heidi, like the museum is, the art gallery sort of thing.
Yeah.
Is it near there? Yeah. It's a bit further beyond there. But yeah, it's like the easiest. It's the first part to park it.
Yeah, okay.
I used to park when I was like...
it is so easy for us to get to E1.
Exactly. Like, yeah. It's really easy. One of like Steve Dineen's group, they run all through Westerfolds and like they, I'd like to go for a run with him once. Because they live there. Yeah. And he knows there's like some hill loop out through like Eltham and like Whitey knows about it too. Yeah. And I've never done it. I'd like to do it because they like go through the streets of like Warrandyte, I think. And there's like this really, there's got a few really good runs that they do and they all know the loops. Whereas I only know in Westerfolds.
Yeah. Whenever I'm like Whitey or Steve are treating me, they like explain all these loops to me and stuff. And I'm just like, I got no idea what you're talking about.
So we know we've got a fairly international audience. How do you think they feel?
Yeah, I know.
We just look at all the internationals just dropping off. Oh, they're talking about Westerfolds again.
Sure they know.
Yeah, come on. Come on, guys. Bloody try a bit harder. So how many
165.
Okay.
So good. A good week. And so, I had that sore back on Thursday and like, I went and saw Kev and then I spoke to Nick and I'm like, look, I'm just not recovering enough with these three sessions. I kind of do the Tuesday session and then my Wednesday run is like, I feel so shit in it because like I'm so sore and like I didn't even run Wednesday night because I'm like, my body feels fucked. And then I got to turn up Thursday to do Threshold and like I'm getting through it all right, but like I'm not, like my body's sore. Like I feel fine running, but I'm in a bit of pain with my abs and stuff. So I'm just like, I'm not recovering. I'm not handling the three sessions right now. And it's like detrimental to my mileage. Like
yeah.
I know like there's points where it's good to like get some of that intensity in, but like if I'm sacrificing my mileage and like not getting a proper training week because of it, I'm like, there's just no point. And he agreed. That's why I didn't do a water park on Saturday. And then from this week, I'm just going to be Tuesday, Friday.
Thank God I got a training partner on Friday.
Yeah, which would be good.
Warm-up partner, sorry.
I don't know. I just feel so much better, I reckon, doing the two sessions and running a lot. Like, I would much rather be running 180K and, like, I feel like I just do so much better off that running.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I suppose if you were running, like, you know, National 5 or you were trying to go for the 10K time, you would sort of need to do those three sessions.
Exactly.
But seeing as you're not doing that and the ultimate goal is Paris Marathon, I think it's a wise decision.
Definitely.
And I think you need to keep me company in the warm-ups.
I think Charlotte's going to meet us too.
Ah, damn. Getting dropped in the warm-up.
Nah, she warms up from her place.
Okay. Where are we going?
Yeah, Boulevard.
Yeah, nice. Okay, my training. So Monday I ran 10K. I ran 10K. It was just shorter from Box Hill out towards Black Bend Lake. And then Tuesday went out, did that session with you. Well, not with you at all. I just did the same session. The times were different. I was in the group with like Garbs and Logie, L. Christie. And it was 74s for the... So you were you 70s?
For the mile?
Yeah, or 68s?
60s. Yeah, 68, 67s.
Okay, yeah. Well, we were 74s.
Yeah.
So I think... Yeah, and I ran like 72 first lap. And so I said, we're going to do two, or maybe it was 72s. I don't remember. But it was supposed to be, I was going to do two laps and then like Garbs was going to take over. And I did like the first lap and it was too quick. So then I slowed it down. It must have been 74s because I did like a 71 or 72. And I was like, oh, sorry, guys. And then, but I felt like it was so easy. So I slowed down. And I'm like, wait, I'll just take the whole four. Like, don't worry. You guys just chill. You guys can do the 400s. I'll just take the whole four. And as I'm coming through, Tim's like 76. And Garb's like, no wonder you can feel like you're doing the whole four when you run so slow. And I was like, oh, shit. So I had to like rev it up a bit. But yeah, our so we
don't
were,
worry, boys. I got this. Yeah, like, yeah. He did not have this.
So the joke me and you used to make was that was it me and you? Like, I don't know. We were like jump on the train and then you slow down.
Yeah,
like my boys jump on into the tailwind and it's like I mean, anyway, I meant to say headwind. So we I must have been 2 seconds slower than you in every 400. So yeah. Yours, you were 65, 62, and we were 67, 63. No, 67, 62, I think. Yeah, our quick ones were still pretty quick, but our normal pace was 67. But it was funny. We didn't hit – honestly, we were like 12 400s in and we hadn't hit a single one on pace.
Too fast?
It didn't matter. Just both. It was either 68, 66.
Yeah.
But yeah, first two sets I think were – or no, first set was 70, 67s. I felt really chill with 30-second rest. And then the second set was 67, 67, 62, 67. Third set was 67, 62, 67, 67. And then the last rep, some people had 45-second rest. I just stayed with 30-second rest and I did 67, 63, 62, 59.
So, okay, very good. You looked good. You looked...
I felt good.
Because, yeah, like those last few by yourself, but it looked like you were flying.
Yeah. I felt good. I was definitely felt like it was like, oh, yeah, this is what it feels. It's just so funny though because like Collis was like, oh, you got it. So I did a 63 accidentally because I like went out quick and was by myself and then realized because I didn't realize people were taking like 45 seconds. It was like I thought maybe the group was splitting. So I went out really hard and then I was like, hang on, shit. So then I backed off. So it was just a bit broken and I ran 63. And then Collis was like, you got to go quicker the next one. And I was like, so then I ran 62. And then he's like, you got to go quicker than that, you know, because he's like, don't just because you did 63. It's just true, right?
Yeah,
you don't want to mess,
that's
mess
a part
it up.
Of the thing,
so then I was like, whack the last one. I ran 59. And I remember thinking, like, why is this easier than when I was trying to run 66s the week before?
Yeah.
Like, it's just because I was cooked.
Yeah.
But it's just funny how, like, when you're feeling good, and it's just so true, like, you know, we've talked about this, like, your harder sessions are always the sessions you're not doing well in.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, your hardest race is always the race where you're fucking running like shit.
Yeah. I was watching Lisbon half marathon last night. It was on and like I'm watching the guy that was winning and like he just looks like he's sprinting but he just can hold it and hold it. I'm like, it's like when you're having a good race and you just feel like you're sprinting like towards the end, like just going so fast but you just feel like you can just keep doing it, keep going. But then when you're not going that well, it's like you just can't feel like you can't move. You just feel heavy. Yeah. It's just – and it just hurts and – yeah, it's just funny.
Like, it's so true. Like, yeah. I haven't won many races as a runner, but the races that I have won as a runner have all been the easiest.
Yeah.
So when you think about like when you win a race, right, everyone else should be going max effort.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
might not be going max yeah. effort, but you've won,
mm.
right? But it's like second place, they should be going as hard as they possibly can or they should be with you or closer to you if they're
yeah.
not,
yeah.
right? The only time that would maybe not work is if like you're smashing them by so much. Like I know definitely in like races I've done where, you know, like I might be coming second or third and I'm like a clear way in second or third and there's like no one behind me, no one in front of me. Yeah. So you sort of, you get a bit lost, but like, yeah, if you're winning, should be easy.
Yeah, not easy, but easier.
Sorry, easier than, you know, like I was thinking about that watching Andy Buchanan win Run for the Kids and it's like, you know, Liam Adams and Andre, they've been like pretty fit. They ran well. Like,
but Andy Buchanan won.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I must have seen some different results.
Yeah, Andy won.
Oh, I thought Liam won. Yeah, that's funny.
No, Andy won.
How much did he win by?
Fair amount, 20 seconds or something. 15 seconds oh, really? Maybe. Yeah, yeah. And then Liam, I think he was like 40-odd seconds ahead of Andre in third.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Which is good. Good to see him back running well. Anyway, back to my training week. Wednesday morning, had a very early morning. Was out with Riley representing FTK. Down to visit the Run South Yarra guys, their group on sent us down there to shoot some content, which is cool. They get a massive turnout, those guys.
Do they?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, huge.
What time do they?
6.
Oof.
Yeah, 6 a.m. So I ran, like we're shooting, we had to meet there then, but then we were shooting later when it got a bit lighter.
Yeah.
So it was like, I wasn't sure when we were shooting. So I just ran for about 35 minutes until we're good. And then I added on extra after to make up an hour. Tell you what, they are the hardest ones.
Oh, so bad.
I was so tired and I was like getting, I was hunger flatting because I'm like, I haven't had, my last food was like 2.5 hours ago because we probably did an hour of shooting, maybe 45 minutes. I ran Riley back to his office and then did a loop and I'm like, the last 10 minutes, I'm like, just get to an hour. So like this is, you know, and you're just running like 4:20s and I was just like, oh, this sucks. Did gym and then on the way home and then Wednesday and then, sorry, Thursday had off running, did yoga and then Friday morning. So I was going down to Rye for the weekend with Chelsea and she was working from home down there on the Friday and I was like, well, shit, I have to threshold by myself on Friday. And I was like, I don't want to do it in box. I sort of was wanting to do it somewhere new. And I was like, actually, everyone's talked about Brayside Park being an awesome place to threshold. I'm going to go down there because it's on the way to Rye, technically. Or it's like, you know, pretty much a little bit on the way. So went there and I remember as I was driving, I was like sort of getting excited for the threshold. You know, do you ever get, I don't know, like I get excited when I get to go train somewhere new. I've never been there. It's not actual excitement. It's more because running training by yourself when you're doing hard sessions can be so mundane. So I was trying to look at the positives and I'm like, I get to go run somewhere new and like, you know, should be a bit of a challenge. And I was thinking in the car on the way there when Gregor said to me, oh, it's Brayside's so good. Like it's never windy there at all. I opened the car door, I get there and it was genuinely blowing gale force winds. And I was like laughing to myself and I was like, surely not. And I checked the weather app just to check and it had the wind logo. And I was like, yeah, fuck, of course it did. But in saying that, it was actually pretty cool. It's actually, yeah, it was a nice place. You've been there?
Yeah.
It's a nice place to run. Like I did like a big warm up lap and it was like 5.5K.
Yeah.
So I got lot, like I didn't know where I was going. I was like, hang on, where's my car? And it was like, ended up being long. But the threshold didn't go that well. I had the back issue, so I broke it up. I ran like 3:08 for the first like 15 minutes and it was just like after 10 minutes, it's just feel like I felt, fitness wise it was easy, but it's just my back starts tightening and it just happens in wind. And I think also gravel must make it a bit worse.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering with mine as well.
Yeah, because I haven't run in gravel. I haven't done any threshold on gravel for
definitely months. Think it's just easier to kind of get that pelvic tilt and that arch into your back just because you're like slipping
that
a bit.
Must,
I think
that must be it because I just haven't gone gravel. I've done everything on the road or bike path. And I haven't done a gravel threshold. So that definitely felt shit. And then it's like, you know, you're playing like, you're like, okay, have 60 seconds, just do a slow jog and then go again. And I like went for like 6 or 7 minutes and then it's like, it goes again. I'm like, okay, have another minute, chill. Cause I'm just trying to remember like what Paul McKinnon said. And he's like, look, you just want to train until technical fatigue. You don't want to train. Like if it's happening, you don't want to push through it because it's just going to be bad. So then you're like, oh, I want a threshold. So I still got like, I think 28 minutes of threshold done total. So yeah, it was good. Then Saturday I ran, now I'm having Thursdays as my day off instead of Saturdays. I enjoy it more because I feel better in the long run on Sunday.
Yeah.
When I was having Saturdays off, I'd like do threshold on Friday and then have Saturday off and then Sunday long run would just feel a bit shit.
Yeah. That's, we talked about that. Who's talked about that?
It was up at Falls Creek. I decided, cause you know how like Falls Creek, every other time I've had Saturday off, it's like, you know, you train, you have Saturday off and do the Sunday long run. And then I was like, hang on. I said to Collis, I think, does it matter when I, like, you know, I can run, if I run Saturday off, and he's like, no, just pick which day you want to have off. So I was like, I'm going to have Thursday off. Or maybe I was having Wednesday off. Yeah. Either Wednesday or Thursday. I sort of swap.
Yeah. But then how do you feel on a Friday?
Yeah. That's why I sometimes have Wednesday off.
Yeah.
And then you would do. Yeah. I might Wednesday this week. I'll have Wednesday off and do yoga on the Thursday and gym on Wednesday. So Saturday I did 12K, just really easy. It was like 4:17, 4:18 pace in Rye or along the back beach. But geez, where Chelsea's like holiday house is, it's so hilly up and down these like really big steep hills. But the small, but it's just like it's the worst to start a run. It feels like you're in the Falls Creek village,
yeah,
you know, like it's just like up, down, and then until you get on the road and it's like, oh, this is good. And then the long run on Sunday was cool. I had I was like, just wanted to, yeah, go somewhere a bit different. So she, yeah, her holiday house more on the back beach. So I went from there like to the front beach of Rye and then along the road all the way to Portsea. So it's like 10K mm-hmm. along the road. And then, yeah, along that, like where the, all the houses are. Have you seen like how big those houses are? It's just no, absurd.
Really?
Yeah. Like houses that, yeah, like just like they've all got names and yeah. stuff. It's just like where, and they've all got private deck, docks and yeah. stuff in the front. And it's like, you can't really see them because they're, yeah, it's where all the like multi-millionaires live all along Portsea. And I was just running, just like my head was getting sore because I was looking to the right, trying to look into the houses. I forgot to say, on Saturday I went to Elba, the spa.
Mm.
This is the hot springs.
Is this part of recovery or is this just part of?
Yeah, part of mental recovery for mental, sure. Yeah. No, it was good. I actually, both Chelsea and I, our favorite one was the cold plunge pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
How cold was it?
It wasn't that cold.
Yeah.
I expected it to be colder. But it was quite a warm day when we went. So you're going in these hot spots and you do feel, they feel so good, right?
Yeah.
You just like feel a bit lethargic and then you jump in the cold plunge and you feel a bit more invigorated.
Mm.
But yeah, it definitely wasn't that cold.
Yeah.
Like I reckon it was like ocean temperature, Melbourne ocean.
Yeah.
So it's cold, but it's not like, they're not filling it with ice. No, nothing like that. And yeah, so Sunday went to the Portsea and then kept going along. I think it's called Melbourne Road or something. But the whole run was just like in the sun, no shade. So it was getting a bit tired, but I think it was like 20, I did like an hour 40. It was like hour 40 at 4:08 pace.
Okay.
And then finished at Diamond Bay. Yeah, Diamond Bay, which is a beach on the back beach of Rye, which is so beautiful. Not because like when you think of Rye and like the Mornington Peninsula, you don't really think of like those hidden. It's sort of like Black Rock, but way nicer. Really? Looks like you're in Italy. It's so good. So I finished the run straight there. Chelsea brought me my recovery, my food and all that. Got treated like a king and just was like swimming in the ocean. So yeah, I think it was 103 Ks for the week.
Now, Joel did that whole training week just off his mind.
Yeah, I do that off my mind every week.
Oh, yeah, and he started running more.
Huh?
You need to start running more.
Why? Because my mind is...
So you know, so you can start... I've got too many things to remember.
Yeah. Remember what we talk about? When you say you need to start running more and every time I go, yeah, maybe I'll listen to you and then injured.
Yeah. Well.
What, in 2 years you can? In 2 years you're allowed to tell me? Well, now it's like, I said that, it's like in 22 months you're allowed to
tell me. Yeah. The countdown's on.
Yeah, the countdown's on. You get up and put a mark in your calendar when you're allowed to call me. But yeah, I definitely, like I said, actually after Canberra, the cross trials, because I was like, you know, as much as I don't think I could have run better, I still think I'm a better runner than that. And I don't want to be coming that place in running. And I was like, oh, I want to do. And Coles is like, no, just keep doing what you're doing and then see. And it's already fun. It's like that Tuesday I just had them was like the best I've trained probably since coming back. And that's still off 100 Ks a week.
Yeah.
So I think what I'm going to do is just stay at 100 Ks a week until I stop improving and then step it up.
Yeah, Cole's just saving that so you got spare time to do pulse work.
Pull the pulse work, yeah. I'm like, Cole, can I do double runs on this? Nah, don't worry about it. I get to like the age of 35 and I'm like, I wonder if I could have ever made it. People ran it harder. Things we've seen on Instagram this week that we aren't too sure about, we are changing things up this week. Rather than submitting something silly that Brett and I have found on Instagram, or TikTok or
well, I guess this is some but it silly
is,
stuff.
But it is silly,
we like is the For the Kudos memes page.
Yeah. So we don't know who's behind this, but it's pretty damn funny.
Yeah, definitely some very, very funny ones. And yeah, they're so quick on them too.
Really quick. So it's obviously whoever it is a patron supporter.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the content is patron-only stuff. But geez, they're funny. So I sent one of them to my sister. It was like the rod. It was something to do with the fishing. They made
yeah,
one.
Rod
like,
making.
Yeah, yeah, making. Yeah. It's like it's prying. Show me the picture. Yeah, it's like prying your eyes.
Rod. Yeah, opening my eyes, saying how good are these fish?
Yeah, and
good eating, huh?
And I sent that to Phoebe, going, "Can you believe our dad's made it in a meme?" And then Phoebe felt bad for him. Phoebe's like, "Oh, that like he'd probably be offended if he saw that." And I was like, "Nah, like it's fine," because Phoebe's like, "Oh, is our dad getting bullied online?" And I'm like, "Nah, it's actually pretty funny." But
has Rod seen it?
Nah, Nah, I don't think so.
Man, don't show him, just in case.
Yeah, just in case, like, oh, I just want it. And then I'll make it be like I'll say that you made it. Like, yeah. Rob's like, oh, I thought we like gelled over fish.
But then he's like, how do they know about it? It's like, oh, Brett spoke about it on the podcast. Exactly. And he goes back and listens. It's like,
yeah, and you're like, what the Rod, get out of my face. Talking about that, we should, while March is still warm, surely
go fishing.
Surely got to, we're about due.
Yeah, I would love to go fishing.
We've been saying we were going to get a charter, right?
Yeah. We say a lot of things.
We do say a lot of things.
But yeah, very good meme page.
Yeah, follow it. Yeah. Support them. Yeah. So that brings us to an end of episode 90. Something I wanted to chat about before closing out the episode. I had a message, or FDK had a message from Christopher Dixon, one of our listeners. And he was just letting us know that he is going off on a charity run on March 22. So that's coming up in a few days. And he's running from Sydney Opera House through Canberra and finishing in Melbourne on April 5th. So it's running 1,000 kilometres across 14 days. So it's about 70 k's a day. And the charity that Chris is running for is a Melbourne-based organisation called TLC for Kids. TLC for Kids do incredible work supporting sick kids that are going through significant treatments and provide kids going through palliative care a special day out with their families. Chris's inspiration for doing this charity run is his beautiful daughter who has a physical disability, and he mentioned that the thought of being a parent whose child is battling through some of the treatments such as chemo makes him want to push the limits and raise as much money as he possibly can. So shout out to you, Chris. Setting off on this pretty incredible running journey. To put it into perspective, he's almost doing my weekly mileage. Like, I'm the one on a running podcast and he's doing my weekly mileage pretty much in a day.
I know.
Across 14 days. So we're going to, yeah, put all the info in the show notes. We'll also put a list of the runs that he's doing on the which date. So if Chris happens to run past your town, I'm sure he would appreciate you guys joining in. But yeah, check out everything in the show notes. And yeah, help Chris and FTK support the TLC for Kids.
Yeah, well done, Chris. Very good, impressive stuff.
Good job. All right, guys, we will be back next week for episode 91. And let's hope I haven't got the numbers wrong this time. See you guys.
See ya.